The Million Second Quiz was NBC's ambitious attempt to revolutionize live television game shows, but instead, it became a cautionary tale in overhyping and underdelivering. Premiering on September 9, 2013, and hosted by Ryan Seacrest, the show was conceived as a bold blend of reality TV, mobile app interactivity, and a 24/7 live game show format that would run continuously for, yes, 1 million seconds, approximately 11 and a half days. Despite its grand vision, technical glitches, confusing rules, and waning audience interest quickly led to its downfall. This is TV Casualty, the Million Second Quiz. The show's concept was unique on paper. Contestants lived in a specially constructed hourglass-shaped structure on a rooftop in Manhattan, where they answered trivia questions nearly nonstop. The goal was to outlast others in a quiz-based endurance contest to win a prize of up to $2 million. Anyone could theoretically join the game via a mobile app, creating an illusion of accessibility and national engagement. It was part reality show, part game show, and part social experiment, designed to stream live online around the clock and air in prime time on NBC each night. However, the reality proved much messier. Viewers complained that the format was overly complicated and difficult to follow. Even trivia fans, who were expected to be the show's core demographic, found the structure convoluted, with different segments like the Money Chair, Winner's Row, and Line Jumpers only adding to the confusion. Meanwhile, the show's interactivity, heavily promoted as a key innovation, was marred by app crashes and bugs that kept many users from participating effectively. Critics were unimpressed. The New York Times referred to the show as less of an event and more of a math problem, while others noted that NBC had oversold a gimmick. Ratings started decently, but quickly declined, and viewers didn't seem willing to stick around to see the conclusion. By the time the finale aired, the hype had evaporated, and few people cared who won. Despite NBC's initial hope that the Million Second Quiz would be an annual event, and perhaps even spawn international versions, no such future ever materialized. The set was dismantled, the app was pulled, and the show faded from public consciousness almost as quickly as it had arrived. Today, it remains a reminder that even a flashy host, a massive budget, and a tech-forward premise can't compensate for poor execution. The million seconds may have passed, but the show didn't leave a lasting impression.